Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hanna baby. Introducing a new collection, Hanna Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hanna quality for your most precious gift. Hanna Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannaanderson.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi everyone, welcome to Mtunuwatu. This is a bi-weekly production where we discuss social justice, religion, humanity and culture. Mtunuwatu is a Swahili proverb that means a person is people. The proverb was used in Africa to remind people the importance of teamwork, because individually we're weak, but together we're strong. Welcome.
Hi everybody.
So today I want us to talk about I don't know if it's a controversial, but it's something that a lot of people struggle with, it affects all of us. Like, it doesn't matter what culture you're from or where you're from, and it's self-promoting. And the question that I wanted to ask is self-promoting, like, self-promoting, is that when you self-promote yourself, are you being selfish? Or it is okay to self-promote yourself? So maybe we can start by, like, trying to understand what is self-promoting? If somebody can try to give us an answer or, like, a definition or something, just a general definition.
I asked Google, and one of the definition that I got was the act of furthering one's own growth, advancement, or prosperity. Mm. That's what I got.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. Advancing, self-promoting.
One's own growth, advancement, and prosperity.
Prosperity, okay. Mm-hmm.
So you think about it like from a promotion, like a job promotion.
Yeah.
You're like promoting yourself.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that.
For me, I think like self-promoting is more like being able to talk about your achievements, your abilities, without that worrying about what other people think.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'm just talking of stuff that I've done for my, you know, to be where I'm at mm-hmm. at the moment, without worrying about people thinking that I'm selfish or I'm prideful. Or anything. So
people would think that otherwise, didn't they?
Yeah, that's true. You don't say anything, and people will say something.
What do you think, Christina?
Well, I'm looking at the definition, and it says the action of promoting or publicizing oneself or one's activities, especially in a forceful way.
See, that's what I saw earlier. That's
in a forceful way.
Like forceful way.
Yeah, that kind of.
Yeah, that's weird.
Or trying to make people pay attention to you and think that you are interesting, important, or successful.
So
there's
that's right there. Yeah, like it's already like
sounds
negative.
Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one sounds bad, but no matter what. You want to define it the way you want to define it. But self-promoting is basically promoting yourself, like talking about yourself.
And in a positive
way. In a positive way. And your abilities, your achievements, and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm. So we're trying to talk to see if doing that is wrong?
It's wrong. Is it prideful based on other factors that we're about to talk about?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So one area that I want us to talk about is like how does our culture, our traditions shape the the way we self-promote. Like our cultures and traditions, and how does that really affect us and the way we promote? You know, like when I was thinking about it, I was like, when we self-promote, sometimes people might think, might perceive us as being boastful or arrogant, you know, or going against the values of modesty. You need to be modest. Calm down a little bit, you know. And especially like in the African culture, like your identity is like not just individual. It's not just based on yourself. It's like based on your whole family and your where you're from, like the whole, you know, cultural identity thing, you know. And so a lot of Africans, and especially Africans, I find it so hard to talk about their achievements because they feel like, if I say that, somebody might think I'm prideful, you know. You know, you can't just really talk about it. Like, it has to be, or the way most people try to avoid it is like, they will say, oh, it's just God. You know, so that's like the easiest way to avoid feeling like people are going to judge you and feel like you're prideful or like you're trying to show your identity based on yourself. Instead of collectively as your whole family and your, you know, traditional stuff. That's what I was thinking.
Well, and I can't speak for all Americans, but America typically is an individual society,
yeah,
as opposed to an African society is more like community-based. So if we go from that aspect, I feel like the American standpoint, to be general, is it's always a competition.
Mm. Yeah.
Like, you know, even with my kids, I'm, you know, I try to, like, why can't you just be happy, like, when your sister excels? Mm-hmm. Like, why does it mean that she's excelling so you're not? Mm-hmm. Like, there's, like, this, like, you always have to one-up people. Mm-hmm. And so when people are saying they're good at something, it's almost like, but then that puts me down. But why? Why does it do that? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, is that taught to us? I mean, or am I the only one who sees it that way? Like,
no, it's true. I feel like it kind of joins in what we're talking about in our last podcast, how like it's that whole comparison type of thing, how like when you see the other person succeeding and you're like, okay, I'm not there. That means I have to work twice as hard to just be in the same level as the other person. Like your own achievements are not enough. You have to compare yourself to the other person. If that person is succeeding more, you have to work just as hard to be able to get to where they are, I feel like.
When I look at it, or when I hear some of the ideas, what I'm thinking is, like, in our culture, it's either, there's, like, two sides. It's either you want to self-promote so then you can look better than everybody else because, you know, there's a lot of struggle, and if you're doing good, you want everybody to know that you're doing good. So then, you know, there's that one-upping and, hey, my children are doing better than this person's children or stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then there's also another side that's like, oh, I need to hide my achievements. So then either I don't make other people feel bad, or I need to hide my achievements because I don't want other people to mess it up for me. Like, I need to hide it so then, you know, oh, if you say something, there could be, like, bad people who witchcraft that will come and, you know, take away that stuff from you. So you kind of have to hide it until the last minute. Mm-hmm. Like, if, I don't know if you've noticed that a lot of our, a lot of family or, you know, people that we know from the African culture, like, no one wants to talk about what they're doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No. Everybody's very secretive. And then at the last minute, then you'll find out, oh, it's a go. This person got married.
Yeah.
How? From where? Where did you meet this person?
So,
you
know, there's an engagement party.
There's an engagement party. Or this person just finished school. You didn't even know that this person was in school. You didn't even know that this person was seeing somebody, because we're hiding those things. Mm-hmm. So then it doesn't get taken away from us.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking about with self-promotion in our culture.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
And I feel like in our culture, sometimes they want you to downplay all your achievements. Like, you have to, like, really, you know, all your accomplishments have to be downplayed and minimized, you know, so you don't have to, like, and that's, like, it's like a sign of humility, you know, like, you're a humble person, so you don't like, you're not flashy, you don't tell people, like, look at me, I just bought a, just bought this and this and this, and that's, like, considered, like, you know, humility, you know, and modesty. And so if you tell people of what you've accomplished, then they think that you're being prideful.
But it's also like a show-offy.
Yeah.
They try to make it look as if, okay, I'm doing this out of humility. And then they drive up in a Range Rover and they're like, oh, mungu ametenda. God has done it for me. But like they're showing off. That's what I feel like in our culture that they do.
Why is that a bad thing?
No, it's not a bad thing. Yeah. But it's like the whole comparison type of thing.
Yeah.
Like they're doing it so that the other person can feel bad. They're not doing it to say the intention behind the self-promotion can be like a big thing as well.
Yeah.
Because they're doing it because, oh, I want other people to know that my family is well off. My family is doing good. My children are in college. My children are doing this and this. My children have graduated. People will talk about their achievements like no other. Really, and then they'll end it with, oh, God is doing good for us. Yeah. Even though they've just, everything.
Yeah.
And then you just feel so terrible about yourself.
Yeah.
So there's that intention. But then there's also the like, okay, you know, we just thank God because he's done, you know. You can tell when someone is doing it out of like a modesty, humility type of way. And you can also tell when someone is doing it out of, they're just trying to show off and compare themselves to other people. And I think that's
what we have to like acknowledge. So like what you're saying, is it prideful? I feel like, so your definition, when it says like when you're self-promoting forcefully, that's when you're trying to make other people jealous. But if you're doing it in a humility type of way, you're doing it in a way to show self-growth and advancement and prosperity, but you're doing it in a humility type of way. Mm-hmm. So there's two ways.
There's testimony and there's just showing up.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even does it have to be a testimony? Like, can it just be like, I accomplished this and I want to share the excitement with other people. Like, I did it.
Some people will not want to go for you. In the culture, that's what they say, you know, don't let everybody know your move.
Yeah, moving so silent.
Why?
Because there's people out there. You don't know. I don't know if it's just in our culture, but you don't know who's wishing.
Yeah, I take that very seriously.
Like people
that's
that go around
that.
No, it's not going to stop you from achieving anything.
At all, yeah.
Like you can still discuss your achievement with the people that are close to you, but it's just to say that you don't just go around all
saying,
over the place.
Oh, like,
I've done this. Yeah. Oh, I've graduated. Oh, I've did it. Because you don't know what people's thoughts are of you. I don't know if it's just us.
Yeah.
Because of what we've seen.
But
there are people out there that will do things. And then you would calm down very fast.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Tend that with my winded
sack. How do you guys think that society norms impact individuals' willingness to talk about their abilities and their achievements, especially in Africa, like our norms and all those traditions stuff?
I feel like, okay.
How does that affect us as Africa? I don't know about America.
So I would say here in America, there's like a want to the individualistic thinking to want to show off your what you're doing and what you're accomplishing and things like that. So there's like you want to self-promote. You want to look good to other people for good reasons. But I feel like in our culture,
Sema,
like... people, they have the willingness to talk, but like I said before, they also do it in like a humility way where they don't say everything. There's, I don't know how to
format
it so that you can understand how these people act. It's crazy. Oh my goodness. So let's pretend like Niko Kanisa, I'm at church.
Yeah.
and I'm going to testify.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll go up and I'll say, no, God has done good for me. I've gotten a new job. I'm making a lot of money. My children have graduated. You know, beautiful things are happening. We thank God. Okay?
Yeah.
To some, it's just, okay, this is a testimony. God has been really good to you. To others, this is, oh, unless I did your show enough or what, you know, thinking ill things about you, and you're just, you know, showing off like how good has been to you, you know, how good God has been to you. But to others, there's not, I don't know, I don't have a willingness to talk about those things because, not in the African culture.
When I don't know about like, the typical American culture, because, Americans are individualistic, but like in my family growing up, it was, so I was the firstborn of the grandchildren, and I kind of became the favorite, right? But it was like a weaponized favorite. So it would be like, why can't you be more like her? Well, she did this, why can't you do that? You know, and so like it was, I was very young before when I noticed like anything I did that was good caused pain to my cousins. Right. And so then it was just like, I still wanted to do good because like, that's who I am. Right. But like, I did not want it broadcasted. I didn't want people to know.
Yes.
And it became like, I'd adopted a thing in my head of, like under the radar, just stay under
moving
the radar
in silence.
Yes.
Yep.
Because any good I accomplished hurt other people. And that's also not a good way to live.
No, it's not.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because like, I'm worthy of being celebrated.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
But like, it took years to figure that out.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I think that's where our cultures kind of meet.
Collide. Yeah.
Because it's the same way in African culture as well. Like you're doing good and it's good,
but then
they start comparing you to everybody else and be like, oh, look at your sister's achieving all these things. Oh, look at your sister's doing this. Oh, look at, you know, why can't you, you know, do that? Why can't you be the same way? You know, why can't you achieve? Oh, you're old. You're still here. Oh, you're not married yet. Stuff like that. So it's like they could either use your accomplishments against you or use it to go against other people.
Yeah.
And that's why I said it can be sort of boastful.
Yeah.
Because they'll figure out, oh, my daughter's doing all these good things. And that's what they use to tell other people to feel one up. Other people and be like, oh yeah, my kids are accomplishing all these things. I'm like, well, that's good and well, but
yeah. That's why when it comes to like self-promoting, I'm like, I don't feel the need to want to self-promote myself to people. I feel like that ability to move in silence, I have established that, and that will continue to be me. If you see me succeed, just congratulate me. Know that I've worked hard to get to where I am. I think. If you see me have a little bit money, just congratulate me. Say, God, I thank you for blessing her because I've worked hard to get to where I am. But for people to know what I'm doing, only close circle people know what I'm probably going to be doing. And even those close circle, they don't know the complete detail of what I'm doing.
Yeah. But you'll see it when you see
you'll see it when you see
because
it.
You just,
yeah.
They've made it hard to testify in church.
I feel
they've made it
Do you
hard
see me
to
testify
just
in church
testify things like
I just
that
pray
because
about it.
They, you just never know.
No.
So like, that's the issue. Like, I feel like That's the issues. No, I'm just
they've
celebrating my victories.
Yeah, you are, and I will be celebrating in private.
Why would I care about somebody thinking about? But do you guys wonder, like, sometimes, like, they will say stuff like that, but if you just continue being successful, and especially if you get into, like, certain, like, powerful positions and stuff, now everybody, even those the people that were talking, you know, that were not
they
against,
come running after you.
Now they start identifying themselves with you.
Like, well, they're my friend.
Yeah. Hey, well, that's my cousin. We come from the same village. You know, this and that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know.
So why do you think people do that? Like all of
because
a sudden.
You're out here.
Yeah? Because you're succeeding.
But
me,
but why can they celebrate you when you're just starting off? But when
why?
You're.
Why? Why? You're down there. What would they benefit?
Yeah. What
you think
they
you're
benefit?
Prideful when you're just beginning, but then when you're actually up there,
like, oh,
then it's not prideful.
Oh, they're saying this. Oh, they're doing this. The minute you're up here and there's no way you can come down, then they're like, oh.
So it's not prideful then?
No, it's not. You have achieved.
So what's the difference between like when you're achieving here and then when you're achieving up there?
The difference is the people that you choose to surround yourself with. If you choose to surround yourself with people who are okay with you achieving and they're able to like root for you as you continue to achieve, when you get to that point, they will still continue to like congratulate you. But when you surround yourself with people who are like when you're working very hard and you're starting to achieve, they're like not happy about it. And they don't like the fact that you're like self-promoting yourself about it. By the time you get up there, that's when they start rooting for you. Those are the people that you have to watch out for.
Because now they have something to benefit from.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You were down here. So they were like, huh, they're not going to succeed. Mm-hmm. That's why I said, you got to really be careful who you're self-promoting to. It's not bad to self-promote because in some instances you do need to self-promote, like when you're at a job, when you're, you know, interviews, doing stuff like that, or when you're trying to get to a certain level in school, whatever, it's good to self-promote yourself, but you also have to be very careful who you're, you know,
choose your audience.
Choose your audience very carefully, who you're self-promoting yourself, because I don't know if it's just our culture, but it's either seen as bad. Because they'll be happy for you in the moment, but the minute that they start benefiting from it, you just never know who is thinking.
Like in American culture, yeah, so of you too.
You just mentioned something about, like, you know, that I was just about to say. Are there some instances where discussing your abilities and you know, your success is seen as a sign of humility rather than pride?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like where? Like what?
At a job interview.
Yeah.
Like at a job interview. Yeah.
And to me, it feels like that's the only time that you're allowed to you know, to showcase like your achievements and nobody like judges you. Right? Mm. Like, I mean, at your job, when you do an interview, like you have to like say that stuff. Like you have to like, you know.
You got
to
show them that you're the
and
best.
And why is it that okay, that people are okay with that? They don't judge you or they don't say anything. But in other ways, people feel like that's prideful.
That's a job. Trying to get a job.
maybe because in that situation, you're not competing with the person you're talking to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right? Like you're
competing against other.
But they're not in there.
Yeah.
Right?
You're talking to a specific person who's of power and is already have, they already have their position. You're trying to sell yourself.
Yeah. You're not trying to compete with them. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's why it's acceptable.
Once you do have the job, now you have
competing.
Other people.
Now
that
you're competing with other people.
And I know another area that people like if you go to the courthouse, if you're like an expert witness, it's like almost like an interview. You have to like talk about your achievements before you can be like approved.
Because it shows how. Yeah.
And then you become
you're an expert.
Yeah. And that's allowed. But in any other areas, like you're looked at like, that's a very prideful person, you know. For just talking about something that you worked hard, like it should be okay to talk about your achievements without being feeling that way.
I think like if we would have to go back to that second question, it's just how society has embedded it in us that when we feel like when we want to talk about ourselves, we put it in ourselves that we're competing against the other person.
Yeah.
Like, look what I've been able to do, you know.
Yeah.
But and then it's either in those. That way that we're trying to compete with that person, or we're trying to show that, you know, we work in silence. Like you were saying, we work in silence. So you'll see my achievements when you see it. Like we're in the way that we are in our culture, scared of who's going to hear or whatever. But we've embedded it in ourselves based on society that we need to look good to other people. Like if you look at social media, you don't promote anything terrible.
You don't put any bad pictures.
No. You put the stuff that shows that you
have
succeeded.
But why is that acceptable? But not like talking about your achievement.
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, when you try to post something on Facebook or social media, you're going to look at the best photo you have to post there to promote yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's acceptable, right? But why is it wrong to talk about I just graduated. I just got a job. I just bought a house.
I feel like why do
people feel like they need to judge you that way?
Those are I think that's things. Two different things, mm-hmm. and it's two different like tradition or culture. Because in our culture, like you don't want to overdo that, you know.
But even like, those people that talk bad about people, they pick nice pictures to post on social media.
Yeah, of course. I don't.
And they expect people to like it and not say anything wrong.
It's just the way the way that society is.
Yeah.
You want to look good to everybody else.
Yeah.
You want to, you know, show the best part of yourself to everybody else. But with talking about it, some people are okay talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are comfortable talking about their achievements to other people
without worrying about
mm-hmm. they don't. Some people don't care. Yeah. Like, well, if you're gonna be, you're gonna feel insecure about their achievements or not. That's mm-hmm. where that competitiveness comes from. It's because you're talking to that person about your achievements because you're looking to one up them mm-hmm. and yeah. to show them that hey. I already know what you're going through, but look at all the stuff that I've been able to do.
Yeah.
So I don't think there really is a difference, because we can talk about it, but it's just in the way that you're talking about it, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, is it in a sense of humility, or is it because you want to show people or compete with other people that that's what you're doing? So on social media, we're just competing showing with
off.
Everybody.
And showing off.
Yeah, and showing off.
Yeah.
And we can do that in person too. It just depends what type of person you are. Yeah. Are you the type of person to, you know, compete with everybody and show off? Or are you the type of person to say, okay, you know, God has blessed me with this. This is what I've been able to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In a sense of humility.
So what are some of the cultural myths or narrative that reinforce the idea that being modest is virtuous and self-promoting it's prideful? What are some mm-hmm. of the culture stuff that you guys have noticed? That, you know, that it's okay, you know, if you, like, it's okay to be modest when you don't talk about your achievements. But as soon as you start talking about it, then you're prideful.
I feel like in our culture, when you talk about it, you're prideful. When other people are talking about you, you're not.
So you can.
But then, like when you bring up the kids thing, I was thinking, like, you know, when I talk about my kids' achievements, it's really because I want people to celebrate, like, how hard they work to get to where they are, right? You know, like, and encourage them to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not from a look at my kids, they're doing so great kind of thing, but it could be construed that way.
Yeah. It could be, mm-hmm. yeah.
Right? And mm-hmm. so I'm not even self-promoting myself, but because they're my kids, somebody could say that I'm self-promoting.
Right.
You know, so it's just, you can't win.
You can't win. Yeah.
No.
That's why it just kind of depends on your own perspective.
And I think, like, people think, like, if you self-promote, it's like you're going above your community. Like, you're trying to show yourself that is better than the community that you belong to.
That's what they would think, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And so you need to just be in the same level with them for the rest of your life. Like, even if you're succeeding, you don't need to talk about it.
Yeah, I've seen some of that where people are like, oh, okay, I'm not going to say too much because, like, let's say you come from a community where you guys are all struggling.
Yeah.
You get a little bit ahead. Now you're kind of scared to tell everybody else because everybody else is still struggling.
Yeah.
And now you feel bad because you're moving up, but nobody else is.
Do you think that mentality sometimes, like, restrain other people from, like, trying to achieve in life? They feel like, I just need to be same position with these people because they're going to judge me?
I think it could.
Yeah.
People are really afraid. It comes to that whole feeling like you belong type of thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if everybody else, we're all in the same community and this is where I feel like I belong, the minute like I start going ahead and somebody says something, I'm going to bring myself down a notch so then I can be at the same level as everybody else.
Yeah.
Even if it's subconscious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I do think religion also plays some of it. Like, I feel like religion, like, I don't know about in America, but back home, it used to be like if you self-promote,
mm-hmm.
then it's prideful and pride is sin. And so you never really want to talk about it because it's sinful to But you know, like, I don't think it's a sin. Like, talk.
People
like
still go around it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. People will still around it.
Why is it a sin to talk? Like, if you have that ill feeling, like you're to make other people feel bad about themselves, maybe that'll be sin.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see anything wrong with loving, like talking about the good things that has happened to you.
I feel like it just depends on how you put it out there. So like people, so it would be considered prideful if you're doing it in a prideful way. So if you're doing it to make other people around you feel bad and be like, oh, look where I am, you know.
But you can't control that.
But what if they're not doing that, but that's how it's perceived?
Yeah.
If that's how it's perceived, then that's on other people.
But
if you're doing it in a way where you're not being prideful, I don't think that's a sin. Because you're just trying to share your achievement with people. But you can't really control what other people, how people are going to react to whatever you say, basically.
Yeah.
So it's okay for you to share your achievement if you're not doing it in a prideful way. You're just trying to share your achievement. But people may not perceive that way.
So like between you and God knows the intention of your heart. So
exactly.
God knows you're not being prideful, but mm-hmm. the entire community
may think you're being prideful.
Yeah.
You know, so
between you and Jesus.
Yeah.
Let Papa Jesus deal with it.
So what does gender play in how individuals perceive when they openly talk about their abilities?
It's definitely worse for women.
Mm-hmm. Are there any double standards on that?
Mm-hmm. I saw a video the other day, and it was just like somebody was about to react to it, and he was just like, there's no such thing as a gender gap. You know, it's just that men tend to become doctors and lawyers, and women tend to become women doctors and women lawyers. Like, she was about to react, and then she's like, all right, yeah. It's like, you're proving the point here. But yeah, I think women definitely are you cannot speak well about yourself.
Yeah. It's considered to be, oh, you're bragging, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You did something to get to where you know where you are now.
Right.
I worked hard. As a man, I worked hard. You know, you did something to get to
you
where you are.
I can't use my looks.
Yeah.
Not to them.
Because I can't use my... What? Yeah. Maybe you look fine. Maybe there was like a woman interviewer and then was like, yeah, okay, this guy. Yeah.
That could happen. It could happen.
So do you think like females are expected to...
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com. Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Modesty, there's a higher standard for modesty on women versus men.
Like, I don't know. Standards. Do you even have time to be boasting about yourself? Because you're
trying to work 10 times harder. Yeah.
To try to stay at the same level as all these people.
Yeah.
So do you think all females just like try to stay the same?
No, I don't think they stay the same. I feel like we move in silence. Again, I say this to move in silence.
Keep it like
because
move in silence.
We're also afraid of the next woman.
Yeah.
Who's like,
because anybody can come and take your place.
Yeah. So that's why you gotta like
move in silence.
Whatever it is you're doing to achieve whatever, you know, wherever it is that you need to go, now you're afraid of the next person. Because okay, if we say that this is an all men business.
Yeah.
Like, and then suddenly you get a job there. So, like, you're a businesswoman there.
Yeah.
Now you're like, okay, I don't even have time to be boasting about this because, yeah, I got to where I am. And then now I got to, like, stay up where I'm at. But if the next woman comes to the business, now you're like, oh, shoot, I got to one-up her. Mm-hmm. So I got to show off that I'm better than her type thing. I feel like that's what society has placed into our minds. As women.
So from a man's perspective, so as a woman, yes, like we're competing against men and then we're also competing against the women.
Each other.
But do men just compete against men? Like if a woman comes into the picture.
Yeah, because they don't see women as competition, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you even I don't worry about it. I just
child.
And that's but where the problem is.
Right? Yeah. Like so women aren't competition, so you don't even like think about them?
Oh, we about to get some comments on this.
Exactly.
Let me just state it. Disclaimer, we do not think the same way as Uncle is thinking
in this moment. But the
truth is, like,
both men and women get a backlash for being prideful, right? It's not just like that women are the only one that get backlash for showing off or for, like, talking about their achievements and stuff. Even men get backlash on, right?
But to a lesser extent.
Yeah, to a certain extent.
And they judge you for talking about your achievements, even if it doesn't matter if you're a female or man, it's the same.
But if we were in the same, like, job position stuff, if I were to boast about or to, like, tell you about, like, the things that I've accomplished being in this role, we were in the same equal
role.
It's
not busting. Like you're just talking about
it. Yeah, but like maybe I'm just like, oh, I want to show you like all the good things that I've been able to accomplish.
Yeah.
Would you see me as competition? Or if Tom came and told you about all the stuff that he's accomplished, or would you see him as competition?
I would see Tom, yeah.
Is he?
What if I have achieved more than Tom?
Then you are my competition.
So you all see me as competition?
Yeah.
Okay. So you would see a woman as competition.
Yeah, he's back.
Definitely.
Okay.
He's back.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. We're about to have a problem bringing that out. Yeah.
So, So let me continue, though. So
please do.
If you didn't know anybody's accomplishments and you were in a room, like, competing, would you see everybody as competition without knowing?
Because if you're like, let's say you're applying for a job and you're all sitting in a room and you're going to a room for interview, I don't know what their accomplishments are, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you're all waiting to go do an interview, I know they're my competition. Mm-hmm. Like, you know.
Even if there's a female.
Or maybe we're all like qualified, but somebody might be qualified than me.
Even if there's a female in there.
Even if there's a female in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right.
He's back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Continue.
You know, so, but do you think, like, if you're a female and you self-promote, people think that you're unlikable, like you're not likable?
They'll think that you have an ego to yourself. I mean, I feel like females do, I don't know, some about us just, we get a bad rap. Like, we cannot do anything. We cannot do anything wrong. If we don't self-promote, we're like, oh, what? Then they'll try to figure out, oh, why is she so quiet? You know, why is she just to herself? Da, da, da. But if you self-promote, then you're like, oh, she's so prideful. She's just like an egotistical. I don't know what. You can't do anything right.
Wait, you just think about like the words that get used, right? So if a man is assertive or takes charge, but a woman, she's bossy.
Mm-hmm. Or she's a bee.
Mm-hmm. So it's okay for a man to be assertive but not a woman?
In some instances, no.
In some instances? Like, give an example.
So, like, going back to the business world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If we all work together and you're kind of, like, very assertive, very controlling, very demanding, they'll be like, okay, that's a man in power. Mm-hmm. That's a man who knows what he's doing. If I were to start acting like that, they'll call me that I'm, like,
the B word
or
bossy.
I'm bossy, or, you know, I'm trying to show, like, oh, I know everything, stuff like that.
I do know everything.
Do you think that's the problem with, like, society today, that we don't have a lot of female leaders like presidents and those type of people because people, the perception?
We've gotten better. Mm-hmm. We've gotten better.
But the problem is the people at the table are the ones deciding who gets to be at the table.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So that's why, and I feel horrible because I can't remember her name right now, but that phrase about bringing a folding chair when you're not invited to the table.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm so sorry. I don't know. I can't quote her right now. But basically,
she's so bad at that. She can't remember.
I know, because like woman power.
No, yeah. Kidding.
But like it's, even when you talk about minorities, if you talk about anything, if it is a group of white men sitting at the table deciding who can be at that table and they feel threatened by anybody currently not at that table, are they going to invite somebody to that table?
No.
Right. And so.
And so it's females too.
Yeah. Females, minorities,
yeah.
Like
anything. Yeah.
And then we just have to like claw our way up and then we just get labeled with all these other like demeaning things when we're not even acting as bad as people at the table.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk a little bit about assertiveness and aggression.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think can that be on both genders?
Can we both be assertive and
like how do people view assertiveness and aggression between male and female?
Just what Miss Amanda was just talking about. It's perceived okay when it comes to men. It's not perceived well when it comes to women. There's labels that are being put on
because
women.
Because women are supposed to be.
You can be assertive as a female.
No. Because remember before we were only seen as housewives. That's all we were good at.
Yeah.
But now we're going into these big businesses and we're like bringing our own chairs to these big businesses. We want to be CEOs. We want to be COOs. That we want to have our own businesses, but there's labels being put on us because we're trying to be better and do better.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you think about it. Okay. So like the whole, angry black woman,
mm-hmm.
right? A black woman tries to stand up for something that's not
to be
okay.
Assertive,
yeah. And she is labeled as
an angry
person.
Yeah.
Now a white woman, now I'm not defending, but a white woman tries to ask for something, even like when something's not right, and they're labeled Karens.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And Karen can take a whole nother issue.
Yeah. That's a whole nother subject.
So I'm not trying to defend
right.
that. But what's the man?
Nothing. Exactly. There's no Kevin. There's no Bob. There's no that.
Kevin.
There's just a bunch of this other thing when it comes to female. Have you ever heard of a Bob? No, but there's a Karen. Have you ever heard of an angry black man? No, there's an angry black woman. That's been talked about the most. Don't
give me. I've heard people call dudes that act like that as Karens too.
Really?
A guy that's like acting like a Karen. Yeah.
If they're asking for the manager. I mean, that's what the Karen is, right?
They call you Karen.
That asks for the manager. But when there are times where people are looking down on you because, oh, well, you must not know anything. Well, okay, even if I don't know anything, I still deserve respect as a human being right
mm-hmm,
now.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you're not providing that to me.
Right.
You know, but like if I step up and say something, it's like, oh, well, she's being a Karen,
mm-hmm.
you know. Or if you guys stand up, you're going to be an angry black woman.
Exactly.
And it's just like, no, like there's an injustice happening right here.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we need to acknowledge.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's okay to promote yourself, like regardless, whether people are going to label you on all those names and stuff. They're going to call you Karen, black, angry black woman and stuff. It's still
important to self-promote yourself.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
So
you don't know
risk
who's
versus
listening.
Reward.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like if we're comfortable promoting ourselves because of that risk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at first when we were all talking, I was like, well, but what? Who cares what they think? You mm-hmm. know, that type of thing. But man,
right?
Like
you get it.
If somebody wants to take you down,
they will take you down.
Down.
That's what I said.
That's why you move in silence.
That's how you do it.
Move in silence.
Like when you're especially in community kind of based. Things to be able to, but basically in community based society type of things, when the when you're not moving in silence,
mm-hmm.
right? And I kind of lost my train of thought.
Yeah.
But
It's gone.
It's gone.
I'm one of those people it's too. Just completely I have gone. To say what I have to say. If I don't, that's it. It's gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, but.
So there was something that happened.
You have to move in silence because you never know the ill intentions of people. That's why I'm saying, like in, I don't know if it happens in American culture as well, but in African culture,
it happens in American culture, but we've seen it more in African culture. I've seen it in American culture. Yes, yes, and then that gossip can just it's like a
wildfire.
Yeah, but in the African community, one thing you would hear in African community that you wouldn't hear in an American community is more like, oh, well, they're a witch, mm-hmm. or they've done all these things.
This is what I was saying.
And just to clarify for the American listeners, it's not a name like a B word.
Right.
Have we put it on the table?
It's on the table. For those who do not believe, you do not believe. That's your problem.
That's your problem.
But I'm just saying, when you're out here self-promoting, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. But I'm saying it would probably be beneficial to you to first move in silence. Let people see with their eyes what you've been able to accomplish. Right. Because people, I don't know, we've grown up in a society where when you're just out here running your mouth about everything that you're doing, you start seeing some differences. You start seeing some setbacks. You start seeing mm-hmm. some. So me, I believe it.
I believe it
too. It's possible.
Yep.
It's possible. That's why you do things first, then talk about it later.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if you talk about it afterwards.
You probably don't even have to. Please.
Right.
Sometimes you don't even
talk. It would even be beneficial for you not to.
Let them see it.
So if you get a promotion at a job, right? In American culture, it's going to be like, well, who did she sleep with to get that?
Yeah.
In African culture, it's going to be like, She made a pact with somebody.
Exactly. Right. Which sacrifices did you make?
It wasn't the strength that God gave her to work twice as hard. No, it's like she did something.
Mm-hmm.
She did something.
She made a pact with the devil.
Move in silence.
I beg. Move in silence.
But I don't. Maybe it's because I am a woman, so I run in women's circles, right? But I don't hear that kind of stuff about men.
No, you don't.
You don't hear like, oh, he slept his way to the top.
No.
Nope.
You don't hear that he's like involved in some witcraft because he's getting promoted at work. Yeah,
that happens. Like, especially if he all of a sudden just became this wealthy.
Overnight?
Yeah, overnight.
Oh. Or at least perceived as overnight.
They started talking about like, oh, alienda kule Tanzania.
Hey. Yeah. Why Tanzania? Yeah.
I don't know why.
Jamal.
Sorten's in any room.
Oh my God.
He's a devil worshiper now. Like, that's where he's getting all his money.
Mm-hmm. I'm hearing more about God, about men when it comes to this whole witchcraft thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, when you see like them like achieving something or they just got something, it's just like so weird that they got it. Be like, well, you don't get a nani kule nyumbani.
Yeah.
You know? Well, what did they get back home to help them achieve this? So I'm seeing a little bit more in the guys, but it used to be a lot more notorious. And when it comes to females, it's like, oh, females are labeled witchcraft or like
witches or something,
just because they're achieving or that they're in these spaces where there shouldn't be quotes. But yeah, it was more with females than men. But I'm starting to hear a lot more when it comes to men. Maybe it's just because witchcraft can be anybody at this point.
But then also female. Like even perception, right? So if you move in silence, mm-hmm. what we're talking about,
right?
You move in silence, you don't say anything about your own promotion about anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then people see you driving the nice car and stuff like that. Then the gossip still starts.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter what you do.
So I don't know how you win.
You don't win. Yeah. Actually, just talking just about pray. This. Yeah. Move in silence. Pray for protection. And let those who wish bad against you, you rebuke them in the name of Jesus. And may God deal with them. Other than that, you just live your best life.
So what does the fear of not being able to talk about the perception that if you talk good about yourself or if you self-promote, it's arrogant. How is that affecting people from, showcasing their skills and their abilities in everyday, like no matter where you're working or whatever. How does that affect us?
I feel like when you're at work, you want to kind of self-promote because that's how you earn more money.
Yeah,
that's how you gain respect when you showcase.
But those people still are your job, the talking people.
Yeah, but when you're that's what I was saying. For in some instances, you want to do that. But if I'm like in like just a friend circle or something, I'm not gonna be doing all that.
No.
So when you said like, how does fear of being perceived? Fear of being perceived. So like,
because you guys, that's what we're talking about right now.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. When you have those skills, like Christina was saying at a job, when you have those skills that can help you, like be in a higher position, but you have the fear of being perceived a certain way, then you're never gonna go anywhere.
Yeah.
So what you need to do is not have the fear, like letting what other people think of you. You gotta get that out of your mind if you want to achieve anything or if you want to like. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Accomplish anything in life, you cannot care what other people think. The words of other people should not matter. That's the only way you'll be able to, you know, get into the new promotion and stuff like that. But if you have that fear, then you will stay there.
But you also have to be humble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Be humble in how you talk about it. You shouldn't have the fear of being perceived as boastful to other people, but you also have to. Like,
but it can't control. That's my problem. Like,
no, I'm. There's a way that you can hear that you can say some things that I'll be like, okay, this person is very humble about the way. I'm sure that you guys have seen people that you can see them achieving all these things, but they'll only talk about like one of them.
James Harrell, like,
oh, you know, I've done this. Yeah,
yeah. So I was at work the other day, and somebody was IMing me, and she was like. Telling me what she had done that morning, how she'd taken food to like one of our other coworkers from a long time ago. Her daughter was having surgery, so she took food over to just kind of. And I was like, "Oh, that was so sweet of you to thinking of them." And she's like, "Oh, that came across so boastful, didn't it?" It's like, "No, you were just telling me about your morning." Like, and so I was complimenting you on it.
She just already perceived that in her head.
She was worried
that it was going to be,
and so she was like apologizing, like, "Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry." Like, why are you sorry?
Yeah.
Like. Mm-hmm. You were just telling me about your morning, and I was like, that's so awesome that you did that because, like, somebody needs to do that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You can't control what other people are going to think of you or your accomplishment, but do not be afraid to talk about your accomplishment if that's what you choose to do. Some of us choose to move in silence. And
we
if
only
you're
show
one of those people,
I don't show my accomplishment at work.
I don't. Yeah. Exactly.
Because there are some places where you need to show it off. That you know things, that you can do things in order to get into the spaces that you want to get into. But they're like in just normal casual conversations, I don't really want to mention that I'm doing all this stuff. Who knows what's listening?
Same.
But so you guys think that there's like some psychological theories or framework that makes us want to be walk in silence?
Of course, with everything.
What's the psychology
our culture.
That?
Yeah. Mine is our culture. Yeah. Our culture has shaped me to know to move in silence. It's okay for me to move in silence, but it's
not
okay for me
to know
that it's okay for me to showcase my ability and what I am capable of at work, but I don't have to like advertise like all my accomplishment or what I'm doing. I choose to move in silence because of the culture that I grew up in.
And celebrate with the people that you know you can celebrate with.
But what happens when your work is more public, like
then so let them see it
when you're not a W-2 employee, right? And you are like self-employed, so like your business now starting up, right you have to promote yourself, because if you didn't, people wouldn't know that you were talented in that way and come to you for business, and so like you're like you've got to promote yourself.
And
I saw that
silence last time when I mentioned like, hey Maria, your business, can you talk a little about it? You were just like,
that's the silence.
Yes. You were like, oh,
you remember
and then you got your wing girl over here.
I let my social manager self promote me. Okay. And sometimes I do have to self promote myself in certain occasion, but then other than that, Christina, my social media person, does everything. So I choose to move inside.
There is some with that kind of business. She has to.
Yeah.
Work at work. You have to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But like, we're talking about like in a casual sense. And just casually. You're hanging out with your friends.
That's how you promote yourself, casually.
No.
You don't need to make like this grand opening. Like, look at me. I'm here. No, it's casually you're promoting yourself, right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. There is a frame of work that has shaped me to be where I am. Because I used to be one of those people that used to vocalize my achievements. And I've seen certain stepbacks because of that. I used to testify in church and be like, you know, I'm about to, you know, go on to this and this, you know.
Until you get it done.
Pray for me.
You're scared that somebody is going to say something.
Somebody is going to do something and sabotage something.
Yeah.
That's why I choose to move in silence. I saw more progress when I choose to move in silence. And then thank God once I've achieved those things that I was working hard towards.
But then like, how many people have you seen who are like, oh, if it could happen for me, it can happen for anybody. But they're testifying from the end. Right? Mm-hmm. Where they have made it or whatever. Yeah. And it's like, no matter what they say, if they were like eating out of garbage cans for 3 weeks, you don't care. Like, you don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because you didn't know it. You didn't experience that with them. Mm-hmm. Like, you didn't see them come up. Right? And so I think there is a detriment when we don't promote as we're growing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So people can see each of the steps.
But
they try to take you down on the first mm-hmm. half of the stair.
But have you seen
they push you down the stairs.
Let me tell you.
But I don't know. I feel like it just depends on who you are. Because I've seen a lot of that when you showcase everything that is happening in your life. Like social media and those like family channels or whatever that mm-hmm. they have on social media. They show everything. Like they show their kids. Like intimate mm-hmm. moments that they show. They show everything. And then what happens?
Some
they
get divorced.
Family get separated. Things start happening in their lives. There's some things that you can keep private, I beg. There's some things that you can keep private. Like, there's some things you can keep private.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just mm-hmm. jealousy travels, y'all.
Yeah, jealousy. Mm-hmm.
You can't control those.
That's you really you can't, but that's why you move.
That's why I said
but you don't make yourself a target is the thing.
Exactly.
Yeah. A target to who?
You move in silent that way you don't have targets on your back. There's targets, uncle.
Like when
there's
you're talking targets. About pushing you down the stairs. Like they will find you.
Yeah. They will find you. just because you don't think you don't have enemies. You have enemies. You have enemies. People with for example, like that's what I'm talking about. But when it comes to being humbled and like you just have like you guys, the life that you live, those people who I've heard, like people think that, you know, you guys are like so rich and stuff like that. I'm like,
may it be in Jesus' name.
You do know what they did to accomplish what they have right now? You know how hard they work to get to that. You guys' testimony when you guys mm-hmm. were talking, teaching us about that whole budget. I was like, oh my God, they were in the car freezing because they couldn't. But they didn't have heater in the car. I was like, do you know what they went through just to get to have the life that they have? That's what like people don't know how hard you work. And that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. They can see what you have accomplished. That's fine. Let them see it. But move in silence. That's all I have to say. Move in silence. It's okay. It's okay. Oh, it's okay.
So what strategies can you guys help somebody that's struggling with this? Like they would love to self-promote.
It sounds like we're all struggling with it.
No, honestly,
I don't want people to know, you know. But make how sure long you're gonna live like that?
I'm no, telling. Yeah, that's true.
How long you're gonna live like that?
Make sure that when you do want to self-promote, that you're doing it from a humble heart.
That's usually That's usually the intention.
Some
of the
people
that
are not.
Yeah, but who are we to say?
Yeah exactly. Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, just for your own, like, peace of mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make sure that you're saying it, and you know you're very humble about the way that you move. You can still, I don't know. I just based on how I was raised and the culture that I live in,
mm-hmm.
I will say, you know, make sure you accomplish those things before you come and be talking about it, because you don't know who is anywhere. And but pray, be humble,
mm-hmm.
self-promote when you need to self-promote,
don't self-promote when you don't have to, and move in silence.
No, I don't think people self-promote when they don't have, when they don't want to. Like, people self-promote because they want to, right?
And they, well, then you have to.
Yeah, and then you have to.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And some mistresses, so, you have to.
Business. Yeah. Yeah, you've got to.
So I feel like it's important that people self-promote, like, you know, talk about it, but not in like the prideful way that you guys are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's some instances, like even like in a religious, there's people that just like want to live like poor because that's humility.
Like, oh, see, that's a whole different topic, yeah, right there. That's why are you doing that for?
Jesus was a poor man, so I have to be poor.
He was not a poor man.
You know, yeah. Or like I have to. Stop. That's how you show humility when you live poor.
Mm-mm.
You know?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it was to say that in the Bible.
You know. So I feel like self-promoting is not a bad thing, and I don't, you know, like to conclude, I don't feel it's like selfish or it's prideful. Self-promote.
Yeah, as long as your intentions are good.
Yeah.
But I think we've all been, at least the three of us, have been hurt enough by it that we're not going to try it anytime soon.
Yeah. For how long?
I do it at work. That's enough.
Yeah, there's like certain,
I'm going to continue to be this way, uncle. I will
this, for the rest of your
for
life?
For the rest of my life.
Because there's only a few, you know, it's people. Really me and God.
Yeah.
It's really me
he
and God.
He got me this far.
If I've prayed for something and God has done it for me, what's it to you to know?
Yeah, I don't need to boast to myself other like, than
yeah,
God.
You can, I can testify. Yeah, I can testify, yeah, and you can be like, oh,
and
okay.
And you just like don't talk about it, just testify and just make up some things. So.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
So
like,
people
I'm
don't
okay
know exactly
that.
What God did.
No, like after it's, like I said, after it is done, I will testify all the glad. Like I will. This is what happened. Mm-hmm. It's to you, like you said. People, some people might not believe it after that because I didn't testify during the process. But I feel like it's me and God at that point. This is what I've prayed for. He's seeing how I'm struggling through it, and I've gotten to the end, and I thank Him. So it's me and Him. And then after it's done, I can go up to people and be like, you know, I've been through this and this and this, but I've overcome. And this is how I did it.
Mm-hmm.
The way I see it, the reason why I promote, I think it's important for people to self-promote, is like all those little steps, like you're making every day, every day, mm-hmm. every day, every day. If you don't share those moments, like all those little successes that you're making in life, like you just like hide it,
mm-hmm.
like, it doesn't just feel good to me. Like, it doesn't feel like.
But you don't have to share it to everybody. But you don't have to share it to
those little steps. People can like move those as step backs. You're moving for, you think you're moving forward, but then all of a sudden you're four steps back.
But I feel like you don't have to tell everybody. Mm-hmm. It's not everybody that you're self-promoting to.
Yeah.
It's not everybody that needs to know.
Yeah.
But if like, let's say you and I, mm-hmm. then I'll be like, okay, she's been with me through all the steps.
Yeah.
I'm only feeling comfortable that she knows about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the end, other people will know about it based on what they see and what I decide to testify in church about, you mm-hmm. know, but she sees it. I've testified to her and she knows it does. Not everybody deserves that, because then, you know, people are people.
Then that's what we're like, what I said earlier when like, be like, to be mindful of who you surround yourself with.
Yeah.
And then also, like, be mindful of who you choose to tell the next step of whatever it is that you're doing. Like, those steps that you were talking about, Uncle.
Yeah.
It's important to know who you're telling that to and who you decide to be your audience.
Because, Judas.
Right. Wasn't he with Jesus the entire step? He knew. That's it.
Yeah, but it's important to share those. Like, you know, like I feel it's for your good. Like, I feel like when you talk about those little steps, it gives you momentum to just keep going. Momentum to keep going.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, maybe you do choose your audience.
Yeah.
Choose your audience.
If you hide it, it's really no helpful.
I'm not hiding it. Yeah. People are seeing it. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're seeing it. And they can just continue to see it.
Right. That's it. But how I move, it's me and Papa Jesus.
Yeah. So what do you guys think? What do you guys think? You know, like, do you guys think it is okay to self-promote?
Yes.
Or do you guys think it's selfish or is it prideful to self-promote?
It depends on where your heart is at and what your intentions are and how you deliver it.
And I don't know about where you're from, but where you're going to listen to this, where you're going to hear from. I don't know what your culture is like. Like, is your culture the same way with Christina and Maria and me and Amanda's? Like, you know, American culture.
Let us know.
Let us know. We want to know what do you think about self-promoting. Is it a good thing? Or do you think it's just going to be forever people assuming that you're prideful?
Think about it. Talk to us.
Think about it. Talk to us. Send us some you know, suggestions and comments and let us know what you think. Participate in this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Until next time.
Until next time.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Mtunuwatu Podcast. We hope you enjoyed listening to our show. Don't forget to subscribe and click on that notification button so you get notified when you upload a new episode. You can also listen to all our episodes at mtunuwatu.com or your favorite podcast app. Follow us also on Facebook and Instagram, and thank you very much.
We did it, y'all, because I wasn't really nervous.
Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com. Our family has grown. Welcome to the world, Hannah baby. Introducing a new collection, Hannah Soft, made with Tencel. It's so breathable, with stretchy comfort for all of baby's first moments. And it's cool and gentle on their skin all year round. Entrusted Hannah quality for your most precious gift. Hannah Soft, made to last. Shop now at hannahanderson.com.